recently that legitimately looks like a like the whole entire penis looks like a mushroom.
Yeah,
the shape of a mushroom.
Yeah, like, what kind of mushroom? Are we talking like one of those really long, thin ones? The
yes.
Big... Oh, weird.
Welcome to Pure Filth.
Welcome to Pure Filth. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Here we are. We have our first guest today.
Yay! It's me.
No, you're not the guest. You're here all the time.
All the time.
You need to introduce the guest.
Okay, so our first guest is a good friend of mine. His name is Johnny, and... Do you want to introduce yourself? I'm going to offend you if I do. I'm okay with that, but it's like...
Oh, no, totally introduce me. I'm curious now.
All right. He's here because he's gay.
Yeah, he's our token.
Yeah. We, like, in all seriousness, we're very conscious of the fact that, like, all of our conversations in our episodes so far, and the vast majority of them to come, will be very heteronormative because that's our perspective. And, like,
yeah, we're two mostly straight women.
There's no point in pretending that, like, we can represent... bi and gay people, like, we just can't. So we're gonna try and have them on as much as possible. And Johnny is a friend of mine. He's really fun and very clever, and as I said, he's gay, and he was up for coming on, so we were just like,
yeah.
And Sarah forgot I was gay.
I didn't forget you were gay. I mean, no offense, but like, how forgetful do you think I am? It's fairly clear to the naked eye that you're gay.
Your words were, oh yeah, you're gay.
Yeah, because I just...
As you drive to my house to meet my husband, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, fine.
You know, fine. Okay, yeah, but we really just want to have sort of a more diverse range of voices on here, and Johnny is the first lamb to the slaughter.
Sickner.
I see no knives. So
he offered, to be fair.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Anyway, but what we're going to talk about today is BJs, baggy jumpers, blowjobs.
Yeah, because Johnny can give and receive.
Yeah.
So, like, we can sit up on our high horses and be like, girls, this is what you're doing wrong. This is how you should be sucking the dick. But, like, really, we don't know.
We don't know because we don't know what it feels like to receive a blowjob.
Number one golden rule, no teeth.
Oh yeah, this is really funny actually. So in the car last night,
that's remedial shit.
In the car last night, I said to Johnny, I was like, you can come on and talk about blowjobs. And Johnny was like, oh, I really don't know if I can. And I was like, well, why? And he was like, I feel like I have too many teeth.
Like, teeth are a thing.
I know, but everybody who gives blowjobs has teeth.
I know,
like,
but...
Okay, the vast majority of people give blowjobs.
But it's like, you can't just, like, tuck your lips around your teeth like some kind of grandmother.
That's what I do.
You can.
But not when you've got facial hair.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's like... Oh. See, this is the crucial perspective we were missing out on.
Never considered the facial
Some
hair
Some women
aspect.
Have facial hair.
That's true, but it's generally... generally quite soft, let's be real. I'm literally rubbing my Ronnie right now.
I'm quite lucky. I don't think I have any. I have noticed a couple of hairs once or twice, but it's like, because they're so blonde.
As you become older, they will proliferate. I'm sorry to tell you.
Fuck off. She's telling me that as somebody who is significantly older than me.
Oh, you're such a bitch. What did you say to me the other day when we were discussing something and you were like,
saying that a friend of ours isn't necessarily a young one like us. And then I was like, well, I mean, I know you're not a young one, but like, I didn't mean it in a bitchy way.
I was like, fuck you.
I just meant, like, when I meant my young one is like somebody who's like really new and inexperienced.
Janek,
and stuff.
You.
You are a lot older than me though, so.
Shut the...
Is she older than me?
Yeah.
Ah.
She's older than everyone.
Shut up. Not that old. I'm 35. Yeah. That's not that old.
Older than me though. You can be called
Johnny,
the mammy.
Are you a guest or like... Fuck's sake.
You're
anyway,
going to slaughter me, so it's fine.
What we're going to talk about is blow jobs.
Yeah, buddy.
I like giving blowjobs. Not everybody
you
does.
You love giving blowjobs.
I am the BJ queen. That's a self-appointed title.
Obviously.
But what are your limits? What kind of, like, in what case would you be like, oh, no, go near that?
Oh, if it's dirty, obviously.
Smeg.
Smegma, yeah. I have encountered that in the process of giving a blowjob before. Do you know what smegma is?
Obviously not.
No, it's like, you know that cock cheese?
Oh, that is so gross.
Yeah, that's like under the foreskin.
I've never come across that.
I have literally in my mouth once when
giving
a blowjob.
But then you know what I'm like with foreskin. I'm really weird. I won't put a dick in my mouth if there's a lot of foreskin.
Yeah, you're like, not big into foreskin.
But you can just pull it back and then it's not there.
No, it should be already pulled back. No, I'm not. Like, she's very... Can we go fucking wipe your ass too? No. I will only suck dicks where when it gets hard, it's naturally just pulled back itself.
Oh, okay.
If it's like a well-hooded dick... you know, let's be friends, but don't fucking put that thing near
so
me.
So you really like circumcised guys as well?
Oh, I love circumcised
I'm
guys.
Not so much into it. I like love the foreskin.
It. No, it's so
I don't think it bothers me. I like the variation.
Oh.
I do, however,
you
think...
You like a buffet.
Yeah, but the smell, as long as it doesn't smell, I'm fine.
Yeah, well, yeah, like we're talking basic standards of personal hygiene here. And I think since I've...
It shouldn't be too much to ask that your dick doesn't smell like...
Yeah, since I've been a grown adult, and I would consider that to be like in my later 20s, let's say, I have not encountered many dudes with really bad personal hygiene. But then especially because you're either in a relationship where you can be like, we're going to fuck, so now you need to go and wash yourself. Or... it's like literally a hookup and mm-hmm. only the worst men on the planet don't wash themselves before they go for a hookup.
Or just
Sarah, you are right there. You're on your Instagram.
I'm recording you. Cause I'm
yeah,
trying,
I know.
Yeah, only for the sake of the podcast Instagram. I'm trying to get content.
Hashtag content.
Yeah, SponCon. Yeah, look, that goes without saying. Please wash your dicks.
Yeah. But
we shouldn't really have to say that, but yeah.
For me at least. Like my experience when I was kind of younger, any guy that a majority of guys when they're I think they're like 20 something and they don't really know, it's kind of gross.
Yeah,
but you know what I find really fucking funny about this?
I like clean.
Is that guys that age are the biggest advocates for a clean vagina. Like, oh my God, fannies, like, it smells so gross. Like, can you guarantee me that there's no hair?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, like, and you're like, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, you and can't even like, wash your fucking dick.
No,
don't be
period sex.
Yeah.
Like,
and then if you queef, they're all freaked out. And like, they're just so, like, they don't take care of themselves, but they're so obsessed with like your vagina being the perfect vagina.
Pristine.
Like, get a fucking life.
Oh, that's not so just younger men as well.
No, I was supposed to play with a guy last week.
Yeah, Johnny's mystified now.
Vaginas can smell.
Yes, they can.
Sorry. I was supposed to play with a guy last week and we were texting and it was like really hot and I was really excited and he lived really close, really good looking, wanted the same kind of like regular casual thing as I did. I was getting really excited. And then he said the one thing that will put me off more than anything. He literally said, can you promise me that you were completely clean down there? Because we were talking about like him eating me out and straight away I was just like, no. Fuck off. No, I'm not playing with you now. Because I don't want to be, like, I'm not interested in playing with somebody if while they're eating me out, I'm going to be worried that they think my vagina is disgusting.
I have a question.
Okay.
So I know, I understand what dicks are like when they're dirty, but what's a dirty... How?
It's the same. You get like
vagina cheese?
Basically, like...
Oh, well,
You can get like weird, like sort of discharge-y stuff if you're not clean.
I've heard of menstrual raisins before.
What is that?
It's
this is the shit that men say.
Maybe
that
like
we
little
don't
blood
about.
Clots.
Yeah, essentially, would you? Yeah. And yeah, but
what like big massive clots of blood?
Aye.
Yeah, but that's not a cleanliness issue. That's just
we're bleeding.
To be a woman.
But blood isn't dirty unless you've got like disease.
No, and also I love the way people think that period sex means like that it's going to be a fucking bloodbath and they're going to have blood in their hair and on their back and it's like they're literally going to get into a pool of blood.
Sometimes, no. But I think like it's worth mentioning like the vagina is self-cleaning. Like the inside of your vagina can't be dirty.
No, it cannot.
I'm talking anatomically. Your vagina, as in the sleeve. I'm not talking about the vulva. I'm talking about the actual bit, vagina bit, right?
Your whole.
We had a conversation about that at work once.
That can't be dirty. It's
our
self cleaning, unless obviously you have some sort of like little imbalance. Maybe you have a little bit of thrush or
that's
you know,
a totally different thing.
Bacterial vaginosis. What's that called? I don't know. Can't remember.
But it has the same enzymes as you do in your eye for keeping it clean.
Johnny, you're a font of knowledge.
Johnny is super science man.
Wow.
Science boy. I'm doing a, describe it for the people.
She's a superwoman. I don't know what
that is. Superman. Like
my, a Superman pose?
Yeah, is this
with Superwoman my hand, is so much cooler than Superman.
Look, we were talking about blowjobs here. Anyway. And we're now we're talking about
fannies, which is not conducive. But yeah, dirty, wash your dicks. That's the number one rule of blowjobs.
Second rule is don't have foreskin, please.
That's not a rule. That is a distinct preference.
Have you ever seen a dick that has pearly papules around the bottom of your head?
Yes, loads of those, but all recently.
Because
there's loads of them floating around the place.
I hadn't seen them at all until just one day. It was like, holy shit, this person's got like a
ribbed for your pleasure.
I was gonna say a cat penis, but you know.
Happiness.
That reminds me of your picture. You should show it to Johnny.
I will show it to Johnny later.
I'm worried now.
But yeah, those little papule thingies are like very small little knobbles. They almost look like goosebumps, but they're permanent. Are totally natural, benign, normal, not dirty.
Them. No.
Yeah. Nothing. But it's just a normal occurrence. But yeah, it's really interesting. But it's the kind of thing that you thought you might be like, but they're totally
have you
normal.
Been to the doctor lately? That does not.
Don't
look
stigmatize
good.
The because when I first saw it, I
researched it like a lot because it was like, is this person sick? But no, it is just normal.
It's completely normal. Yeah,
it's supposed to be something to do with, you know, old DNA.
No, Johnny. Oh.
Sorry.
I want to know what sort of a dick do you like?
When you say what sort of a dick. I'm thinking of you. Have you ever seen that chart where they're like, this dick is a tiger dick, this dick is a horse dick, this dick is a donkey dick?
No, we're talking specifically about human dicks right now.
No, but I mean, it's the human dicks, but it's like a size and shape chart.
Oh, I've never seen it, no.
No, that sounds like fun.
We have no visuals. We'll look it up. We'll post it on the Insta.
Yeah, we'll stick that up on the grid. Yeah.
So it's, let me think. What do I like? I don't think I mind. I don't like massive dicks. I think they're kind of scary, which I also think is against the stereotype or against the norm for gay people, but I don't know.
Mm.
Well, you think people assume that all gay guys love a big dick?
Well, apparently, I don't know how reliable my memory is, but they did a study on gay people, and apparently the average size for gay people is slightly bigger, but also the average desire for what they want is slightly bigger.
Then for straight, I got you. Yeah. That's interesting.
That
I don't know how true that is.
I guess there's more focus on the dick in a gay male relationship than there maybe necessarily is in a straight one.
I've met a lot of guys that are like, why would you want to see my dick if you're a top?
Like, bizarre.
I mean, okay, maybe for other people.
Hang on, we need to explain what a top is.
Oh, okay.
Johnny can explain it.
He's the expert. I'm like, how can I explain that? There's so many different ways. So basically, a top is the dick and the bottom is the hole.
The top is the fucker and the bottom is the fucky.
Yes.
I like that one.
to my understanding.
One and zero.
You can, yes, you're such a nerd. Oh my God. I'm going to explain it, and Johnny, you can correct me.
Okay.
But to my understanding, there are gay guys who identify exclusively as tops, gay guys who identify exclusively as bottoms, and then other people who switch, but in the gay community, they call it verse.
That's
versatile.
The one. Oh. I was like, I know the word for that, but I don't remember.
Yeah. So we were in the kinky community, that's called a switch, but I think in the gay community, it's called verse.
So I have this theory as well, that generally, like you could be either, it's just more of a preference.
Yeah.
And really, if you're with the right person, like when you're married, it can go back and forth. I don't think it matters so much, but it might also be something to do with, and this is just a theory, that it might be something to do with people's what you call that, confidence in themselves.
Yeah.
Because
like as a performer, kind of.
Yeah, because it's like to be a bottom, you kind of have to be. Okay, so there's bottoms, but you can also be like the active or the passive role as well.
Yeah.
So if you're like a bottom, you kind of have to be confident enough to know that you're not just being a slab of meat, I think.
Yeah.
So, and you're not just being used, that you're not less than the top kind of thing.
Yeah, that comes down, that's the exact same as submission in a power exchange dynamic. Yeah. People being comfortable with their submission and like not feeling like it makes them less respected or anything like that. But we have still not gotten into blowjobs.
Or kind of dicks Johnny likes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
Pick a fucking dick.
Not really big. Well, what would you consider to be massive? It's very subjective.
Michelle, by the way, I'm going to give you some context. Michelle thinks that any dick that's smaller than her arm is not worth.
No, that's completely incorrect.
She likes a big
dick. I like a big dick.
Like, we're talking big.
Not that big.
Yeah.
Just above average.
Hunter.
What is average? What do you think average is, though?
Hunter is the biggest I've ever had, and it was grand, but I couldn't walk straight for a week. You couldn't be having that all the time.
Yeah, no, okay, good. Because we all got sick.
What do you think the average is?
Oh, the average is 5 to 5.5 inches.
I know. I don't know what that means. Show it to me with your...
It's like a 15-centimeter ruler kind of thing, basically.
Sort of like the size of your phone.
Oh.
Really?
Maybe a little bit smaller.
Was that maybe 4 inches? I don't know.
Everyone's looking at their phone.
Johnny, looking at their phone, and the phones are all different.
Can you get your dick out?
No.
No. I should also mention that I work with Johnny. He's cut down. You're my boss. You're very,
yeah. HR are going to be busy on Monday. So yeah, the average dick in Ireland, I think, is about 5 to 5.5 inches. Okay. And I think that most people are surprised by that, and they think that's a little bit smaller than what they would expect the average size dick to be.
Yeah, but then, like, you have to remember, there are some teeny tiny dicks.
There are some teeny tiny button mushroom ones.
But now, just to throw a spanner in the works, for anybody who's listening who has a teeny tiny dick, I will fuck that, because I like small penis.
Yeah, I personally don't mind if the other person has a small penis.
I feel like you can do a lot more with a small dick than you can with a big dick. And the bigger the dick, the more restricted you are.
On the topic of blowjobs, you can actually give someone a proper blowjob.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more, I feel it's a lot more satisfying for them when it's a smaller dick than when it's a freaking massive one that stretches your mouth open and you end up with teeth everywhere.
Teeth everywhere. Yeah, and like, guys with big dicks, they are hindered. Like, after a certain point, they are hindered. Like, yeah, like, they can't get it all the way in.
They can't get it all the way in. And they can't get hard. Like, and stay hard is really hard.
Yeah, it's really difficult for guys with bigger dicks to stay hard. Like, that's my experience.
There'll always be the situation of when they can't get it all the way in, but they try.
Oh, they try.
I don't know how it works in the front, but the back, it can...
We see, and I feel like the back is so much more
more dangerous.
Who are we? Our mothers.
Asshole.
When you're doing anal, it's so much more dangerous because there's no, like, natural stopping point.
Yeah.
Like, your rectum, essentially, and intestines, which is why you're fucking when you're having anal, everyone. It just goes on and on and on. There's no natural stopping.
But it unlike can cause tears because of the sphincter at the top of the...
Your face, Sarah. Oh. Unlike the vagina where the cervix is there and you kind of have to stop because it hurts like a motherfucker.
That is so fucking sore. When the dick hits the top of your vagina, that is like a pain that is not like another... it's not like any other pain. It's so... sore.
I'm not sure I've ever heard this like analogy in real life, but I've always been like, I wonder if the pain when something hits your cervix is analogous to the pain of getting kneed in the balls. I'm like, I wonder, is it the same kind of pain? Does it sort of stick in your stomach?
Up in the kidneys?
It's sort of like,
it makes you feel like you're going to vomit. Like.
Yeah.
Because when you get kicked in the balls, it doesn't hurt at your balls. It kind of hurts up at your kidneys, I think.
Oh, weird.
And it kind of stays there.
That's like it's a stomach pain. It's really weird.
It's really nasty.
Someone should do research on it. Kick people in the balls and kick people in the cervixes.
In an MRI. Is that, so there was this guy that I used to play with, right, and he had a massive dick, and he, like, when we'd be fucking, right, and I'd be like, oh, it's too deep, he would, like, take that as, like, a compliment, and, like, he was doing a great job, and I was being porn star, saying, like, oh, you're so deep, no, like, my eyes were tearing up, it was so painful,
yeah,
and he just thought that this was me being, like, fuck me harder with your fucking huge cock, and I was really, like, I'm about to split it too. Like, no, it's not good.
No, it's not a challenge.
No.
To get it all in. Like, but they do try.
Are you going to just keep going until it actually starts to come out my mouth? Like, what the fuck?
Because those holes aren't connected.
And, like, it even...
I know, but...
And it's even worse. I don't know about worse, but when you're trying to give a blowjob to somebody who has a really big dick...
And they grab the back of your head and shove it down and then you vomit everywhere. Yeah.
Some people are into that, Johnny. Don't judge.
I'm not. It's just embarrassing when it's you and you're not into it.
Yeah, that's true. But
that did happen to me once.
It's very awkward because of the angle of your mouth and throat, which are essentially at right angles to each other.
Yeah, like you hit the back and then you actually have to like push it down. Yeah, that's not.
But people
train. Like people do deep throat training where they actually like slowly kind of with a very intentional like kind of training program, they literally relax those muscles and they train themselves being able to take a dick down that angle.
You can also do like the Spider-Man kiss thing.
Yeah.
Upside, what's that? You know when in the movie when Spider-Man kisses the girl upside down?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because you they're know,
hanging over the edge of the bed.
Yeah. Because it depends on the curve of the.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. The curve. That would be easy.
And if you hang your head over the. I'm doing it now, so I'm away from the mic. If you hang your head over the back of the bed, it sort of straightens out your throat.
Gullet.
Gullet.
Sorry, I had to throw that word in there.
Disgusting.
Such an unsexy word.
Terrible
Why
word.
Why is it so gross?
Oh, baby. I want to put my dick in your gullet.
At least it's easier to say than esophagus.
Esophagus. So that is a trick for being able to deep throat more easily or take more of a bigger dick in your mouth is that position.
Top tip from an expert there, folks.
Yeah. Sometimes it has to be done.
I just don't deep throat.
You don't deep throat.
And I will say to a guy before it happens, I'm not deep throating you. I'm shock horror. I'm not giving you this blowjob for your pleasure. This is for my pleasure. Mm. And I'm going to give you the kind of blowjob that I enjoy giving. And there's no deep throating in that blowjob.
But what surprised me was the other day when we were in that chat and a gentleman that you have consorted with said that
I could
deep
throat really well.
And I didn't want to call it out.
I was waiting
in the chat
for you to call it out.
Because I was like, oh, maybe she did. And I was like, gosh, what is his... He obviously very much enjoyed it and thought that you were deep throating him.
I think he has me mixed up with somebody.
But
I thought I said to him, I did not do it. He has a massive dick.
Oh, I was going to say.
The man in question...
Yeah.
The man in question, extremely possible that he's confusing you with somebody else, and that's no shade on you. That's full shade on him.
Absolutely. He did compliment me very well when he was like, her brat side is so much fun, and I was like, yes, there we go. That's fine. That's all the recognition I need. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
We can carry on with our lives. This is a guy that I fucked a few times, and then now we're in this group chat, and it's always nice when you find yourself in a group chat with somebody that you've played with and they give you a little yeah, she's really good at this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's always nice,
Yeah,
I like
that's true.
It's like recognition as well, right?
Yeah.
But generally, you don't deep throat.
No, I don't. I like giving, for years and years and years, the blowjobs I gave were always when you think that you have to give a blowjob from porn.
Yeah.
And
I've never really watched porn for blowjobs.
You're the strangest guy
See,
ever.
We watch all different kinds of porn, I guess.
I didn't know that there was porn without blowjobs. I'm always skipping through the blowjob. It's like an hour of porn and 49 minutes of that hour is fucking blowjob.
Is that those straight porn? Or
yeah.
Oh, I don't watch straight porn.
Well, why would you?
There's
a lot of blowjobs in straight porn.
But I used to always kind of model my blowjobs off them. And I just I never ever enjoyed it. And then only in the last year I've kind of started giving blowjobs that I like, and I enjoy it so much more. And I will happily go down on a guy for a good 45 minutes now because I'm enjoying it so much.
I have a question out of curiosity. What would you say is the best technique that you would think a man would enjoy? Where would you start, and what would you do?
Okay.
Because I know what I would do from...
Okay, so we have to go around and we'll each do ours. Johnny's going last.
Because I have
Sarah, you
more
go first.
Experience of receiving.
Because you have a very clear idea of what your technique is.
Yeah, my blowjobs are very slow. They're definitely more on the sensual side. There is no gagging or deep throating. I like to swirl my tongue around the head, but with a lot of pressure, and then with barely any pressure. So it's kind of like pressure versus tickles.
So are we talking the actual head itself, or the bottom part?
Well, both. All around the head. But I do definitely concentrate more on the top end of the dick, no matter what the size is, because it's just my experience that that's more sensitive and I'm better. That's my zone. I like to spit a lot and get it really wet, very messy. And I like to give a fuckload of eye contact. I basically don't blink.
Your eyes are drying out
but
by this.
And I'm quite that lucky. Part can be quite appreciated, I think, for some people. Yeah,
this is the
weirdest thing. A thing.
I feel the eye contact is the biggest thing for
it's
most
one of the
guys
best parts
that
sometimes.
I have given blowjobs to. That is their big, which is so weird. I can just look at you anytime. You know what I mean? But I have reasonably big eyes as well, which is definitely helpful. And I've seen pictures.
It's a really weird thing to say about yourself.
I do have big eyes.
Well, no, I know, but I have reasonably big eyes.
Well, I've seen pictures of myself because I love having a photograph taken from that angle, and I've seen pictures, and it does look quite cool when you're the big innocent eyes and eyebrows, and you're
yeah,
is this okay? But yeah, that's the kind of blowjob I like to give. And I have to say, I rarely make guys come with that blowjob. That's quite rare. But that's,
it's hard to do, I think.
That's okay for me. I'm quite happy. Like, I definitely haven't had any complaints. And, you know, it's not going to make everybody happy. There are some guys who love the gagging and the deep throating, and that's cool. But I'm not good at it. And like we were saying in another episode, I don't do things if I'm not going to be good at them.
Yeah.
I'm not a trier.
And so I basically do everything that you don't do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're like complimentary. We offer a full blowjob
service.
Imagine
if we could give a blowjob together. That would be awful.
Oh. Oh, I feel very uncomfortable.
Me and Michelle have never played.
Well, never will. It would be too weird. I was talking to a guy on Fab, and I was telling him about the podcast, and I had told him that me and you were going to the club together, and he was like, oh, you two play together as well? I was like,
that's so kinky.
No. Absolutely not.
But somebody asked me that on my Instagram as well, because in one of the in a couple of the episodes, we have alluded to the fact that you've seen my orgasm face a lot and that you've watched me have sex and stuff. And she was like, and what's it like playing with your, like, one of your best friends? And I was like, who? And she was like, Michelle. And I was like, no. For some reason, I have one of our other best friends. I played with her loads of times, and it's not at all weird. It's brilliant.
It must be something to do with, like, chemistry, right?
Yeah, we just have really, but
different
me
types,
and you,
right?
That would be weird.
Yeah.
So the type of blowjob I like to give is different to the ones that Sarah does. So I'm more into the, like, I suppose, yeah, like porno style.
Hardcore blowjobs.
Yeah, like rougher. It doesn't always have to be like super rough. But I do like to go like deeper and deep throat, but I always start like teasy and whatever. Same as you, like lots of spit, lots of mess. Mm. Guys are so into that.
Oh my God. And it also feels nicer with your hand if it's nice and slippery. And
I also do use my hands. Do you always use your hands?
No, I do. Yeah. I just one.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, and I don't use it excessively. Like, I don't, you know, some people would like give a hand job during a blowjob. Like, I don't necessarily do that, but I will be doing something with like the tips of my nails or something.
So I'm
tips
the same.
Your nails sounds really scary.
No, not in a scary way.
So yeah, I would always use like at least one hand, and because I am someone who tends to sleep with guys with bigger dicks, the hand portion is extremely necessary if you want to get full coverage.
Oh yeah.
There's no like bit that's not being touched or stimulated, as it were. And then sometimes two hands to give myself a little break while I recover from the gagging. And like you just said, these days I don't really often have guys come from blowjobs, and I think there's been a little bit of a cultural switch there. Like, definitely when I was younger, when you were giving a blowjob, it was always to make the dude come, and you would be like, you'd be like killing yourself to make this dude come.
Like,
but now
3 days would have passed.
But now dudes are all about the facials. They're all about facials.
Really?
Completely. Well, straight guys, at least, anyway.
I did that once and got
pink eye.
But it was like,
I quite like a facial.
I like a facial too. Yeah. But it means that, like,
so
when
by
they're
the way,
ready,
a facial is when a guy comes in your face.
On your face.
But I did that when it was like, I was like horny in the morning, and then he wasn't.
Was it accidental?
No, and I was kind of like, well, I'm going to do it on your face, and then I did.
Well, see, it's very important to have consent. just
yeah. But so now when guys are getting, when you are like giving a blowjob and a guy is close to coming, more often than not,
he'll pull out and finish
on your face or whatever, and he'll finish himself off. Great. That's much more convenient for me.
Oh, it's glorious.
Yeah, but, and I wear glasses, obviously, and guys are always like, oh, like, keep your glasses on. I'm like, motherfucker, these were expensive and you are not getting semen on them.
How would you clean it off?
Exactly, it would be gross.
Dish soap.
It would be so gross.
Can I make an addition to my blowjob skills before?
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot a key part. A very key part for me is balls and gooch.
Oh God, yeah.
I see.
Probably one of the biggest things that
balls,
I will be known
talk about
for.
Balls.
I will be known for balls and gooch. It's on my CV. That's why Johnny gave
sounds
me a
like
job.
A, balls sounds and like gooch. A brand of handbag as well.
Balls and gooch.
You can imagine a big like gold B&J like interlocking.
You could just have the logo, you know.
Amazing.
So by balls and gooch, I mean I would spend a lot of time like sucking and licking and like massaging the balls. And then the gooch, people who don't know, is like the area between the balls and the anus on a guy.
The taint, or the barse, as they also call it.
I have never taint. Heard those words.
The taint, because it taint your ass and taint your balls.
I've never heard
that one.
Yeah, I just find guys fucking love it.
Yeah.
And it's nice, as you said, it's nice to get a little break from, yeah. like, because I don't do the gag and I don't do the deep throat, and I would rarely get, like, a sore jaw. But, like, it's just nice. It's nice to break it up a little bit, yeah. especially if you're, like, in for the long haul. You want to give a nice, long blowjob.
I also do ball action with both hands and mouth, as long as they're shaved. Gooch, do you? You know me, and I'm not so much about the mouth near the bum parts.
Am I comfortable saying that?
You've basically said it now.
I'm a rimmer. I like to
Sarah
rim.
Sarah likes to rim.
Now, only certain guys, right? There is no doubt that I have sucked dicks of guys where I've been like kind of like kissing the gooch and moving down towards the ass.
And then
I'm getting a specific
odor.
No, not an odor, a taste. Oh, really? And not a taste of shit. Everybody calm down.
You can't really taste it though.
No,
just finish what you're saying.
Just a different taste. That's not necessarily like, is there shit in my mouth? But it's just like, this isn't so pleasant. But
that's okay.
You know it is. Of course it is.
Make a hasty retreat.
And these are guys who are already very clean and everything. So yeah. I'm not like questioning that. It's just, I guess people taste differently in different parts of their bodies. I don't know. But when I don't get that taste, I really enjoy rimming guys because I find that they are shockingly responsive.
Oh yeah.
And even guys who, like, I will generally not ask, do you want to be rimmed? I will just move down that direction quite slowly and like try and read them and listen to mm-hmm. them. And like, even guys who've never been rimmed before, are they just fucking love it. I've never come across a guy who does not and love
I
being rimmed.
Bet you straight guys have such a problem talking about that as yeah. well.
And see, I think this is why they're so into it, is because mm-hmm. this is such a taboo for a lot of straight guys.
Yeah.
And it's just, they just fucking love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. And I totally get off on like, so my ex used to have, like, he was like a girl. Like, when I went down on him, he would have to, like, put a pillow over his face. And he'd be, like, squealing. And this was, like, the big, dumb man who could, like, boss me around, tell me everything to do. And, like, I worshipped him. But as soon as I went near his asshole, he was, like, fucking putty.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, who's your daddy now? It was so much fun. So that's a big part of it for me.
Yeah. And I'm definitely all about the eye contact and stuff as well. And my main blowjob sort of genre is enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about attitude. If you are, like, enthusiastic about it
yeah.
and enjoying it yourself, then whatever you're doing is going to be enjoyable. Like, yeah. we all know there's nothing worse than somebody half-heartedly giving you head when you can tell that they don't want
it's always teeth.
That they don't want to be doing it.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what their technique is. If they don't want to be there, you're not going to enjoy it.
Exactly.
It goes the exact same for girls. Like, if a guy is down there, that's why I wouldn't even play with that guy after he made that comment about, like, whether it was clean
or not.
Yeah,
because it's about attitude.
Like, yeah, if you don't want to fucking be there, if you don't realise how blessed you are to be let anywhere near my clitoris, then fuck off.
Okay, Johnny, now it's your turn. Tell us about your blowjob technique.
So I wouldn't even start with the dick.
Plot twist.
I would have thought a dick would be fairly central.
The dick is the last thing I would touch in a blowjob. Because you gotta...
Okay, go on.
Sarah's mind's blown.
Okay, so we know pre-cum, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pre-cum. You have...
Love pre-cum. So pre-cum, for anybody who doesn't know, is like when a guy gets really hard and he'll get this little like...
Clear, almost
slimy. It's the same consistency as cum, but it's not the same colour.
I don't know if it's the same consistency. It's very sticky, but it's not...
thick.
It doesn't do that weird gloopy thing that... Mm.
No, it doesn't come out gloopy, and it just comes out the tip of his head. And it's basically like a wet vagina. It's a really sexy
thing.
Yeah,
it's very sexy.
That's probably the thing that I think tastes the best.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I totally agree.
So yeah, pre-cum is so satisfying because you know you're doing a great job already.
However,
before you've even started.
I don't like it when people smoke because then it tastes like ash. But see if they eat lots of fruit
really?
And stuff.
Does it actually taste?
Oh my god, horrible. Yes. Smokers' dicks taste different.
Yeah, I do not like smokers' dicks.
I've never noticed that.
That's the type of dick I like, a non-smoker's dick. Because honest to god, even like, the, I don't know, like the base flavour of a smoker's dick is like ashy or like, I don't know, it's not nice. But
do smokers' vaginas taste different? The only vaginas I've tasted have been non-smokers. oh my God, I'm going to swinging tonight. I'm going to find me a smoker. And
I just get line two people right beside each other.
Yeah, but who could you ask? Don't know. Anyway, sorry, Johnny, continue. Okay,
so I would basically start with inner thighs.
Okay.
But not even with my mouth, because you got to get the pre-cum flowing before you get near the dick.
Like, this is so life-changing.
When you said about fingernails, I'm thinking like you're poking them with your fingernails.
No, like tracing. Very
but see
sensual.
The back of your hand, and you just rub the fingernail across the inside of people's thighs.
Yeah.
That, for some guys, see when their balls go right up and contract, that means they're enjoying it even if they don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, men are fuckers.
Are you taking notes?
So many. No, my blowjobs are perfect.
Okay.
So many men won't tell you what they're enjoying. Like, not all, but I would say a lot of like vanilla men are very closed off about like telling you specifically what they want or what they enjoy, or maybe they'll tell you what they think they should tell you, if you know what I mean. But they won't, like, I would say a lot of vanilla straight men would be kind of nervous of saying like, yeah, I love when you trace your fingers on my thighs.
No, but it really works though.
Yeah, no, I'd say so.
And then so not just that, but nipples are a big thing as well, right?
Yeah.
So you work from thighs up to nipples, but you don't touch nipples.
It's very divisive.
Why don't you
the
touch
nipples?
Because if you just
why don't you touch nipples?
Why don't you? Because if you just go straight to them, it's less sensitive. It's like foreplay makes sex better, right?
Yeah.
So the same.
You build it up. Yeah.
So you build it up. So you go around the nipple, and then after a little while, you go back down. But then and the stomach can be tickly, but a little tickle is quite good sometimes for some people.
Yeah.
And then you go back up, and then do their nipples, and then you'll get that tension.
Yeah.
You know when they like tense muscles because it's like more than they expect.
Yeah,
that's very satisfying.
Yeah.
And then so then you go back down, but you don't touch their dick. Then you maybe you start by licking
so
their
basically
gooch.
Your blowjob is a massive tease.
Oh god, yeah.
Yeah,
but then so you start with like their gooch.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll start licking their thigh when you're doing their nipples at the same time. I've got very good balance. I've practiced this.
Oh
yeah. Because you've got two hands and a mouth. You can engage everything at the same time.
He's so enthusiastic.
So enthusiastic about this. He's an expert.
You could just put some of this enthusiasm into your work, Johnny.
I'm your boss.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anyway, so you go, where was I? Where? Oh yeah, we're licking gooches.
You're at the gooch.
We're licking gooches and then thighs. So,
but we're ignoring penises.
Yeah, we're ignoring penises.
They don't exist.
You don't even touch it, because if you touch it, It like instantly that tension you build up just falls flat.
Yeah.
Sorry, you go on, but the next speaking is my time. You can finish.
So, you know that area between your thigh and like your genitals? I don't know
the crease.
That crease.
Yeah.
Licking up in there.
Yeah.
For some men, especially me, that's like a holy shit. That's sensitive.
Sarah's bouncing.
Oh, you like that?
Sarah likes that.
It's really like, but I like to push people a little bit over the edge on sensitivity,
yeah.
You know, but not too much, but
yeah,
enough.
So it's like, you don't even know if, is this torture, like, or is it amazing?
Yeah,
I don't
know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd work slowly around the base of the penis, and slowly the
like,
whole
Johnny,
way up.
Johnny is talking about blowjobs, but I'm like really turned on right now. This is a very, very good technique. This is a very good technique, which will work on anybody of all gender.
Do you know what it completely reminds me of is, a couple of months ago, you know this, Michelle, I went down to Athlone and I stayed in Athlone for a weekend, and I got two massages with a proper certified tantra massage guy.
Masseuse
man. And both massages, I was on the table for more than an hour and a half before he touched my clit.
Oh my God.
And like a tantra massage basically is a massage with a happy ending, but it's more than that. The whole massage is based around sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
The guy didn't fuck me. It's not. It's all about your pleasure, and he basically like massages your clit and stuff. But it was exactly like I had gotten to the point where I was almost in tears on the table because I was nearly orgasming with my thighs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it like, actually felt like a wee bit like
it's
I don't
like
know if
releasing,
I can take much more. Like
they're releasing your muscle tension, but also sexual tension and mental tension.
Absolutely amazing. Like unbelievable. It sounds like you give a hell of a blowjob.
Well, I'm not even finished yet.
You haven't even started.
Hasn't started.
So we're up to the you get up to the base of the head.
Next time
then
I see your husband, I'm going to be like.
Yeah. Anyway, so then you would lick around the bottom of the head and up the, I want to call it the banjo string.
I understand what that is.
It's the kind of cord connecting the balls to the shaft.
No. It's the one that would connect the foreskin to the head, essentially. But if you don't have a foreskin, it's just like this weird little string thing.
Oh,
on the bottom.
I know it. It's on the back of the shaft. Yeah.
This is where I'm worried about teeth, because I've got the broken one. I'm holding my mouth open when I'm talking.
Oh, it's like the thing.
It's like the thing that connects the front of your lip to your gums, and the thing that connects your tongue to the bottom of your mouth.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's called a frenulum. We have many of them.
Anyway, we're licking that because that's a really good place.
That's what we're doing. We're licking the frenulum.
Licking the frenulum, but not too much.
Okay.
And you maybe when you're licking like the I don't want to call it a piss slit, but you know the hole.
I'm going to.
So, well, that's my fun time ruined.
So anyway, you don't lick that too much because that can be really uncomfortable for some people.
Really?
And especially just the area to either side of it. Like that top area can be uncomfortable. So you go up and you do a little bit, but then you'd start a proper sucking.
Yeah.
Like a proper sucking. But then you'd go back to the bottom and work up a couple of times, work all those things in together, make sure your hands are busy. You can be playing with nipples.
Yeah.
You can be playing with balls.
Don't
you
just
can
have
be,
them hanging by your side.
Yeah, because that's just kind of, I mean, maybe some people like that. Who knows? But you've got places
boring.
You can touch.
Well,
stick your finger up his butt. They all
that's
love
always
that.
A good one to do as well.
And these are the same men who will not admit to being rimmed. But fuck, I have never met a man who told me to take my finger out of his
but
ass.
Fingers are really dry in comparison to penises.
Oh no, you do have to be literally.
Oh, I know, but I mean, compared to like even with lube, it's like.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
It's weird.
Although, to just put a little word in for the no hands, some guys do like the visual
of hands free,
no hands, and I've had guys take my hands away so that they can just do a little bit of the face fucking thing, which I'm also into.
And they may
so
be
there's
into
a place and a time for no hands, but unless you're doing that specific thing, I am.
They
all
may even be into
hands.
Having the person's hands tied up.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. That, I think, was an exceptionally detailed and very useful blowjob chat.
Good blowjob technique.
I feel like Sarah Tyrrell 5 years ago needed this episode.
Yeah.
I literally would have been out with my fucking my glasses on and my notepad.
Little notepad.
Yeah, step one, touch nipples. Step two. Step 45, touch penis.
Well, no, step one was wash your dick.
Oh, God, yeah. Totally.
I'm talking about tips for the giver.
The actual giver of the blowjob.
I mean, if you begin your blowjobs by washing the dick, I feel like I would
quite enjoy that.
Could be. I mean, if you're trying to be like all romantic, you could have I'm just thinking of the Pope washing feet right now, so that doesn't really work.
Oh my God. Pope washing dicks.
That's a vagina dryer if ever I heard one.
Yeah.
No, I think that was really, really helpful. Well done. But I think we should also say that while there are general kind of guidelines for what is a good blowjob and what isn't, it is also very every guy likes a different thing.
Like you said, that guys you've given blowjobs to like it to be all messy and moist.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah, I was going to say, so that's saliva. The type of blowjob that you like to give. Is it the same type of blowjob that you like to get?
The best blowjob I've ever had involved some hand movement at the bottom at the same time as getting sucked at the top.
But do you like to receive the whole build up and the very sensual teasing and
But then at the same time I kind of worry that am I expecting too much from the other person? This is more like what I would do to the I'm more of a giver of things.
Okay
And you don't like the messy spitty mess?
I don't think I mind it when it's on me, but I worry about it if I would just slabber all over someone else.
Okay, very interesting.
Okay,
I've always had a good response to
same.
The slobbiness.
But then that could be very much down to straight porn.
Yeah, I agree.
And straight porn is there's more spit than there are people in the room.
Yeah, it's
And it hurts your jaw when you try to hold it in. It because you're holding a seal.
Holding all of your saliva in.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Oh.
How do we feel about hair when giving blowjobs?
I don't like no hair.
You don't like no
personally,
hair?
But I don't like long hair. Long hair can stink.
Yes.
I'm glad there's consensus.
Agreed. So you like a trimmed.
Because, I like a bit of, a bit of hair going on down there. And I don't mind hair on the balls because I've never really met someone with very hairy balls. My experience is mostly with Asian men, so that might be why.
Johnny lived in like various countries in Asia for a long time and married an Asian man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that definitely, I think, would have something to do with that. Like, they're so much less hairy than our men. I personally don't like any hair because I like to spend so much time on the balls and the gooch and like the crease and that whole area. Like,
I worry that if it's like shaved though, it's stubbly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's not acceptable either.
That's what I mean. It's easier just to go
shaved.
For
yeah, freshly shaved, definitely. Like, and
trimmed can still be soft and exist, yes. But it doesn't get like in your teeth and in your mouth and all.
Yeah.
And it's less likely to fall out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would sort of be where Johnny is. I don't mind totally shaved as long as it's not stubbly. Sometimes totally shaved can feel a bit clammy. Don't know why that is.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Don't really like it.
It's like an armpit.
A bit like an armpit. But trimmed is totally fine by me. And if a guy is hairy elsewhere, so if he has like a nice hairy tummy,
I don't like
a big bald cock. Like, trim it in. Fade it in,
guys. No, you see, I'm the opposite. I love, in all areas other than the dick, I like my men fucking hairy.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't pass as an extra in the series of Vikings, I'm probably not going to fancy you.
Yeah.
Love a hairy man. And I love when they have loads of hair above their dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like their bikini area. What's that area called?
The mankini area.
Oh, no, hold on. What's it called? Like a treasure trail.
Treasure trail,
I like that to be very hairy because I'm not going to be, like, my mouth's not going to be up there. But I like tracing my fingers through it and, like, I like that. But no,
I like when that
I'm,
to be trimmed as well.
From the dick down, I want you bald, please.
Okay. I like a well manscaped person. You know, a well maintained person, not just like caveman gone wild. Me man have hair.
Yeah. Because it does hang on to smells. That's not just men as well. Like, so, like, I don't, or like last year I didn't have a lot of sex, so I had no real quote unquote reason to do any hair removal down there, only for I was like, oh, it's starting to kind of hang on to the downstairs sense now, so it needs to come off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's an everybody issue.
Like in the past, I would have always kept the lips of my vagina completely bald, but I would have left the bikini area just like quite trimmed. But I've actually started to use Veet.
So amazing.
And
Veet, you mean like
the hair,
wax
or the hair removal, like
removal cream.
Depilatory cream.
And right. I am using that everywhere now. And honestly, if you haven't tried it, try it. It is so unbelievably fucking convenient.
Like, patch test.
I was going to say
patch test 7 million times because you might have a bad reaction.
Yes,
to it.
But also hurts. can I say, you do not put Veet inside the lips of your vagina.
Don't.
This
don't
is
do that.
Just exterior skin. But
I wouldn't ever even put it on my lips. I just continue to shave the lips, but the Mons, when I've used it
on my lips now, and everybody's skin is different, like, but I have found absolutely no problem. And it's just so handy because like 5 minutes before you get in the shower, you slap it on, you take off your makeup while it's sitting on or whatever, and then you just get into the shower and you just like rub around and it just fucking falls off. It's amazing. And when the regrowth,
it's
is so much
stubbly.
Softer.
It's
so much softer
than shaving.
It does have a weird smell. I will give you that. Mm. Veet has a smell, and
there are some ones that don't have a smell though. But the smell can linger afterwards, I think, on the skin for a little while.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm like,
just get some nice shampoo. Not shampoo. What do you call that stuff?
Fake tan also smells, but everybody fucking uses
shower
that.
Gel.
Like, you know, fine.
True.
It smells better than
a
stanky
like
vagina. So.
Aloe afterwards or something. It's nice.
Could be nice. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
I think we've said possibly everything there is to be said about blowjobs. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's a bit
I think that what
hyperbolic.
We should do is get people to send us their blowjob tips into Pure Filth, because that would be fun.
Oh.
We definitely haven't covered everything.
Or they can even say, oh, well, what about this area? Because that would be interesting to see what we did miss.
We could always do blowjobs 2.0 down the line and get Johnny back.
Extra blowjobs.
That would be really fun.
There's never too many blowjobs.
Send us your feedback.
Send us your blowjob feedback.
And especially if you decide to use some of the tips shared in this and then you get like a different response or whatever, tell us. Yeah, that'd be really interesting to see if this actually is useful to people.
And also as well, like, not everybody likes giving blowjobs.
And
I think you kind of said this as well. Not everybody likes giving blowjobs, and
that's
okay.
True.
Yeah, and like
some people don't like getting them.
Yeah. If you don't like giving them, don't give them.
Yeah.
Don't give them. Don't make him feel. Don't let anybody pressure you into doing anything that you don't enjoy. It's totally fine to be selfless in bed and to do things that you're not mad into to pleasure your partner. But if you actually don't like it, like actively dislike doing it, then don't do it.
And there's alternatives.
Because the other person isn't going to get any pleasure out of it if you're not enjoying it.
And there's alternatives. You can use lube and your hands to create similar kind of sensations to play with their dicks in ways that they'll appreciate too.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
The be all and end all. Yeah.
The BJ all and end all.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, let's just finish it off now because that was really good. That's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening as always.
Pure filth.
Pure filth.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
As we laugh, Michelle's just like, oh.
There was a really good ending, and now it's gone a bit sideways.
I think we won.
I like that. Yeah, high five.
High five.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.